Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I left for a living that I built myself. I thought of you. I called someone else.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Singer and songwriter Tao Nguyen operates with one of the best band names in the business. She records as Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. The group has just released a new album called We the Common, and it marks a turning point in Tao's career and in her life. We'll hear about it in a moment, but first, let's hear the band. With a song called Holy Roller, this is Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, live on Soundcheck. That is Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, live on Soundcheck with their song called Holy Roller. You'll find it on the latest album by the band, an album called We the Common. It's been a while since Tao Nguyen and her band have been here on Soundcheck. Tao, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having us back.
Adam Thompson's still playing the bass, holding down the bass end of the Get Down, Stay Down, and adding some vocals. Johanna Kunyon playing keyboards and more vocals. Jason Slota behind our drums, and Charlie Glenn playing guitar. You played banjo on that song. You play banjo on a couple of songs on this record. Have you
That's true.
Played that instrument before?
Not particularly, no. It was a concerted effort to try to write songs on different instruments in this go around, and I've always had a deep appreciation for the banjo. I always had one laying around, but I never paid much attention to it.
Yeah. So was it a way of just kind of writing, forcing yourself to write songs differently because you're using a perhaps less familiar instrument?
Definitely. I think it was a catalyst for thinking in a different way, and also writing a song that was more rhythmically inclined and also more, had a more percussive feel to it because the banjo is more of a percussive instrument.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, after the last record, 2009's No Better, Learn Faster, you wanted to take some time off, take some time away, which, you know, in the music world is often not a great career move, you know, when you've built up some momentum and then suddenly you're gone for a couple of years. Aside from learning to play the banjo, what was that period off for?
It was, I didn't know it at the time, but it was really... It was really for developing a life outside of music and touring, and it was a time to discern who else I was besides a touring musician, because I'd spent most of my 20s on the road, and I think that there were some key developments that went undeveloped, and so I needed to just become a full-fledged person in a lot of ways, and. But I didn't know at the time that that's what was happening.
You just felt something lacking?
I felt that I wasn't... career-wise, it was an opportune time for transition. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that whatever happened with the next record and where I would end up, that I did have some time. And so it wasn't this sort of... there wasn't a lot of pressure for me to be writing immediately, and I had the luxury of time, and
what'd you do with all that time?
Well, you know, one of the primary ways I spent my time was with the California Coalition for Women Prisoners, and I have the great honor of being friends with really amazing activists in San Francisco and the Bay Area, and my work and my involvement in that group greatly influenced the writing of this record.
Mm-hmm. We the Common.
We the Common.
In the liner notes to the record, you say the album is dedicated to the people inside VSPW. Mm-hmm. What is VSPW?
VSPW is Valley State Prison for Women, which is the first California state prison that I went to visit on an advocacy trip. Mm-hmm. It actually since then has been converted to a men's prison, and all the folks at VSPW were funneled into various California state prisons, and which are experiencing incredible rates of overcrowding.
Right. Both genders, apparently. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
So how did you, I mean, what drew you to, there are many causes you could have picked. What drove you to this?
Yeah, I think a lot of it had to do with that a few of my very good friends have been involved with this group for years, and the way they spoke about this group and the way they dedicated themselves to this work, it was something I'd never seen before. And I've been involved with other organizations, of course, and they're all great, but there was this added level of devotion and a real true sense of community and family that I had noticed but hadn't seen up close. And my friends asked me to fill in on an advocacy visit. And it was the first time that I'd been home long enough to gain clearance and, you know, all the background checks you have to go through to gain that clearance and then be able to actually go inside. And I wouldn't have been able to do that without time off.
Mm-hmm. And what's once inside, mm-hmm. what is your brief as an advocate? What are you there to do?
I was really apprehensive about that because I didn't know how helpful I could be in that situation, because you go in, the CCWP started as a healthcare advocacy group. And so the briefing that I received was to go in and you meet with each person for about 45 minutes or an hour, and you take notes on healthcare issues they're having or the issues that have gone on and unaddressed. And also we serve as almost legal liaisons in a way, not that I have that legal training, but I'm on the outside and I have access to their attorneys or family members, and, you know, gathering of different records and files. And also we write letters of support for those who are up for parole. We write the medical receivership to demand medical attention for folks we see, because otherwise, you know, it's pretty clear that unless they hear from outside advocates, nothing will be done.
So did you find that when you started doing this, that you go into this prison and there were women with health issues that were being ignored?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. And without question, I would be surprised if we met anyone who had medical issues that actually were addressed in a timely manner. But, you know, we hear of women dying inside prison because they have, there's one woman who had stomach cancer and they just gave aspirin to her. You know, there's no attention paid in that respect. Mm.
The lead-off track on the new album, We the Common, is the title song, We the Common, and it's subtitled for Valerie Bolden, who is one of these women that you met in the prison?
Yes. Valerie Bolden was, I think, maybe the second or third woman I met on that first trip.
Uh-huh.
And the
obviously made a big impression.
What's
her story?
She, Valerie is currently serving a life sentence in prison without parole. For defending herself against her abuser, who was her husband at the time. And
So she killed him, I guess.
Yeah, she did kill him in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually on the waiting list now for this thing called the Habeas Project, where people can reappeal their cases, you know, and resubmit evidence that could help bolster their accounts of self-defense and
mm-hmm.
whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm no legal expert. This is what I've been told. But the thing that struck me the most with Valerie, and, you know, I'd never been inside a prison before. I'm so green in this area. And we sat down and we started joking immediately because she asked what ethnicity I was. And I said, I'm Vietnamese. And I said, do you want to learn some Vietnamese? And she said, okay. So I said, my mom's going to hate that I'm saying this on the radio, but I said, Lanwa Te Buji, which...
Before you translate it,
yeah.
Is the FCC going to hate that you just said that on the radio?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I don't think. They won't be impressed. They certainly, that's not going to be on their website, but it's so cold your penis shrivels. And so then immediately, you know,
nice.
If you can imagine us in this incredibly barren, stark, totally devastating visiting room where, and then it's so bleak and, you know, I mean, it's terrible in there. And then there's just this moment. And so we're laughing and joking around and we just conversed very easily with each other. And it was a very lighthearted conversation, but obviously punctuated with these really poignant moments wherein she spoke of her daughters who she hasn't seen in 12 years because they live really far away and it's really hard for them to get to see her, and how she has no life without them. And she's very religious, but she's unsure of God's plan for her, you know? And and then very candidly, she just said, I don't want to die in here. And I've never been in that situation before. There's nothing that has ever come close to that. And so there is no way that I could shake that conversation, and it inspired the song.
Does Valerie know about the song? Has she heard it?
She does. She hasn't heard it because there's a lot of red tape. She's since been transferred to another prison, and you have to submit it to a prison, the vendor, and it goes into a catalog, and then the inmate has to order it from the catalog. And I brought in the lyrics, and I read them to her, but she hasn't heard the lyrics, or she hasn't heard the song
yet. All right. You want to play the song for us?
I would love to.
All right. We're speaking with Tao Nguyen, leader of Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. The new album is called We the Common, and this title song, We the Common, is dedicated to the prisoner that Tao has been talking about, Valerie Bolden. They're playing for us today here in the Soundcheck studio. This is the song, We the Common.
People do. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me.
That's called We the Common, the title track from the latest album by Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, the band playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. And moving on to another song from the record, and for this one, Tao will take off the banjo and strap on a guitar. This song is called City. Once again, live performance here on Soundcheck. Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, live on Soundcheck with a song called City. It appears on their new album called We the Common, and obviously playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. And while we were mic checking before going on the air, we took a few photos, Tao, and posted one of you with that guitar that you just played. And our listener, Peter, following us on Facebook, saw that picture of you and remarked, "That is an awesome guitar."
Thank you, Peter.
When you strapped it on, I actually kind of thought the same thing. It's got the big cello size body with the F holes and stuff, big black pick guard. And what is that?
It's a 1958 Spanish Electric National guitar that we found in Austin in a vintage shop. That guitar has a long history of drama and melodrama. It was stolen from my green room once in London.
Really?
And it was recovered in a paddy wagon. Because a fella had busted into our green room, stolen it. And so I had to play the show with a different guitar while weeping, gently. And and then...
But it was someone else's guitar that was gently weeping.
Right, right, yeah. My guitar was being... he went into a pub and he started throwing pint glasses at people. So the police came in and jumped on him, I think. And what we think happened was that they tackled him and everybody landed on the guitar. But then...
But the guitar was okay?
The guitar was... Well, it had some reconstructive surgery.
Okay.
Anyway, the guy who worked for the venue was walking home and spotted it in the back of a police wagon.
Wow. So they still have paddy wagons in London.
Apparently. this was recounted to me. I can't verify.
That's what I take away from this whole story. The guitar, yeah. I was, really? London has paddy wagons?
I know.
So now... I mentioned before that, you know, there's a bit of a lag between the last record and the new record, mm-hmm. but you have been doing other things, collaborating with Radiolab, WNYC-produced radio show, touring around with them.
That was an incredible experience, and I'm forever grateful for that.
That was their program, Radiolab in the Dark, right?
That's right.
But you guys didn't actually perform in the dark, did you?
Some of it was very dark. So to achieve that effect, you know that Jad and Robert, you know, they're the real deal. If yeah. they're talking about the dark, you're going to be in the darkness.
You also have collaborated with Mira, the Tao and Mira album.
That's right.
The Portland Cello Project, the band of cellists who play hip-hop and metal and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. What did you do with them?
I was on half a record with them. That was a few years ago.
Mm. And must have been their first record then.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're great. They're incredible. I haven't seen them in a while.
Well, I mean, yours has been a very collaborative art, you know, with the Get Down, Stay Down, and on this new record, mm-hmm. Joanna Newsom, the singer, songwriter, harpist, sings a song with you. How did that come about?
It was a real coup, I'll tell you.
Absolutely.
Joanna Newsom's fantastic. And we met, actually. We were attending this songwriter's retreat for this organization called Hedgebrook, which is this amazing organization that's on Whidbey Island, which is north of Seattle. And they create space for women writers. And they have this farm and about 6 or 7 cabins. And each writer gets their own cabin. They write all day. And they take care of everything, and you just have to gather for dinner in the evening. So anyway, this was their inaugural songwriters retreat, and both Joanna and I were invited to attend. And
that's a pretty good inaugural class.
Thanks. There's tassels. It was amazing. So I was just finishing up this song, and I asked her to sing on it, and we demoed it on my iPad.
Nice.
In her cabin. Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear the results to wrap up this portion of the show. We've been speaking with Tao Nguyen and hearing her band, Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. The new album is called We the Common. This song with Joanna Newsom's called Kindness Be Conceived. Tao, great to have you back on the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hold me hard. I've been let loose. Clear of all I do. If by a third degree you feel a guilt for me, then I've been a villain all my life. And if by a melody you stay and sway with me, I've been a salesman on the side. Kindness be conceived. When we wake in the California light, there is a concrete stuck between how we breathe and why we die.